29 minutes past seven on Thursday night's Arena. We spoke to Lenny Abrahamson recently about the Arts Council's advisory group report in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. On the day of that report, which was called Survive, Adapt, Renew, on the day it was published, the government invested €25 million extra to support arts organisations through the Arts Council. But whatever way you look at it, COVID-19 certainly has had a devastating effect on the arts in Ireland. Normally at this time of year, Arena would have relocated for the week to Galway for the International Arts Festival. And the Galway Arts Festival not only provides the venue for live music gigs in the Big Top Theatre, theatre in various venues and a host of visual arts exhibitions, it is also a commissioner and creator of arts events that frequently go on tour nationally and internationally. To see what the lay of the land is in Galway right now, I'm joined from our Galway studio by the Artistic Director of the Galway International Arts Festival, Paul Fahey. If all had gone to plan and if there had been no COVID-19, what would you be doing today, Paul?
Well, good evening, Sean. It's nice to hear your voice and nice to be on the show. It's tonight actually would have been one of our first theatre previews nights. The festival was due to kick off on the 13th of July, which is next Monday, and we would have been opening a gallery with an amazing array of exhibitions on this coming Sunday. As I said, tonight would have been the night for a couple of previews of our own co-productions. But alas, COVID got hold no more than everywhere else and put a bit of a dent in our plans for that. So it's been busy for the last while, kind of trying to, you know, unproduce everything that we had planned and trying to postpone things and reschedule things for next year and trying to keep teams together, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been kind of a frantically busy time, but in a very different kind of a way.
Not at Verb, I think you would expect to find yourself using very often to unproduce something and to therefore refer to yourself as an unproducer.
It's such a horrible term. I hate it. But yeah, and I have to say, it's been like the last few weeks as an organisation, it's been and certainly I've been pining on a personal level as well, but we've all been just a little bit adrift in that, you know, you're not there in the middle of something major that's kind of being created and evolving. You know, we would have been building a gallery like we did last year that took us kind of 10 weeks to transform an amazing building in Anpus. We'd have been getting productions up and running. We'd have been welcoming artists from Ireland and all over the world arriving into Galway. It's a beautiful sunny evening this evening in Galway, so there would have been a great deal of excitement and fun around town as well. And the FLA, of course, is on virtually now. The film FLA that would have been creating a great buzz around town. So it just feels like a very, very different time. So yeah, unproducing is not the most pleasant a task because you're disappointing so many people by telling them that what you'd planned can't go ahead, and you're trying to rearrange and reschedule.
Yeah, well, we'll come back to maybe what you're doing with some of those rearrangements and reschedulings later. But I mentioned that not only obviously you're talking about stuff coming in to Galway, but you also commission work, and Incantata, which was the dramatisation of the Paul Muldoon poem with Stanley Townsend performing, that was one of your shows, and it was actually doing a New York run, wasn't it, when the pandemic struck?
It was indeed. Yeah, that was a Galway International Arts Festival and Jen Coppinger production that had premiered in Galway in 2018, and we'd been to the Gate Theatre in Dublin just before Christmas last year. And yes, we were having a great run at the Irish Repertory Theatre, which is an off-Broadway house in Manhattan in New York. And it had gotten an amazing array of reviews, lovely New York Times critics pick, etc, etc. So, and it was incredible. I mean, it was such an amazing opening night over there, and with the support of Culture Ireland, thanks to them, of course, as always, for getting us there. But yeah, I mean, little did one think, you know, a few weeks later I was back in Ireland and obviously, you know, touching base with the company every day, and then word had gotten out that there was a couple of COVID cases from some staff in Broadway houses, and there was a couple of deep cleansing that went on there after theatres before audiences went back in. And then very quickly after that, Broadway announced it was closing, and that was followed kind of pretty quickly, I think it was 2 or 3 days later, by Off-Broadway. The Off-Broadway League recommended closure of all the other Off-Broadway houses, of which we were one. So yes, there was a mad scurry of trying to, you know, arrange new flights, etc, etc, for all of the company to get them back home. So thankfully we only missed we closed 3 days early, so we missed 4 shows, which was a pity, but the company were all fantastic, and it was, you know, great to see Paul Muldoon's beautiful words on the New York stage.
But then you're back in Galway at that stage, you've managed to get the company all back home and everybody's safe and sound. But you're heading towards, you're looking at July and it's March. What kind of thoughts were going around in your head at that time? When did the unproducing start to rear its ugly head?
Well, I suppose You know, I remember sitting at a board meeting actually with my colleagues, and we were just chatting to to our board about like final plans for the festival and all that. And we had a conversation about did we think that the festival would be top, which is 3,000 plus capacity, did we think that that was going to go ahead? Would crowds of that size be able to congregate in one place? Then day by day things just were changing at such a rate. And I suppose it was probably like the middle of March, before, I think it was just before St. Patrick's Day was when the Taoiseach made the announcement about everything kind of going into lockdown. But, I think it was on the 13th of March, whatever the days were. But within a few days, things had progressed so rapidly. And, going 2020, we're doing that great Carrie Cola project out in Connemara, which I was very blessed to see. It was quite a spectacular thing. But things just came tumbling down for everybody fairly quickly after that, but even then, Sean, it was still it was still hard to know. That was March, and July still seemed a long way off. So we didn't know then. We were obviously, doubt was beginning to creep in, and we're eternal optimists, but we're great pragmatists at the same time. And then you were trying to reimagine shows. You mentioned that we co-produce a lot of our own work, and there were shows that were meant to have like much longer lives beyond Galway and tour both in Ireland and internationally. And we were looking at did we think we'd be able to reimagine the timeline for some of those shows? So we spent quite a lot of time looking at things like that and looking at various different scenarios. Yeah, well, and then it wasn't until the end of April when we knew in our heart and souls that it wasn't possible, and that's when we had to postpone.
And one of those big shows was Pat McCabe's Breakfast on Pluto. That was to have had quite a long life, really, wasn't it?
That was our co-production with the great Landmark Lambert Productions in Dublin, Anne Clark, who we have a very long history of co-producing work with and touring. We had showcased that last year, just the first half of the show during the festival, great response. It was hugely exciting, and that was to have quite a long life. We'd made an announcement in March about that, heading to Dublin and Birmingham and London, and that was going to run through to the end of November. So that was an awful shame to see something like that happen, to be postponed for the next year or so.
And was it a case, could you make, or can you even be in a position now to make the decision, say, that can go ahead, providing that everything gets back to normal? Can you start to put dates on things like that, or is it much too early for that?
Everything is kind of unique, every particular thing. There was another show that we hadn't announced, so I can't give details off it. It was also meant to have a very long life beyond Galway. So we're busy trying to recreate a timeline for those. And obviously, everybody's affected in a different kind of a way. We're traditionally set with, our 2 weeks in July every year, or a little bit more. Other theatres will be affected in different kind of ways, and different countries and different jurisdictions will be affected in different ways. Nobody really knows when London or New York or whatever might reopen properly. So we're trying to reschedule all those as best we can. We have been very fortunate to actually be able to reschedule every single one of the Heineken Big Top gigs that we had advertising that were on sale. There were eight concerts that we had announced by the time that the lockdown had happened. And thankfully, all of those we've managed to reschedule, every one of those, to another date next year. All details on our website there, gaf.ie. So that's fantastic. When we started doing that, I kind of thought maybe one or two of them might fall by the wayside, because, with some of the bigger international acts who might be, you might be part of a European tour or whatever, they obviously have to organise gigs in a lot of other countries. So we've been very lucky that that all those are in place and happening in 2021.
Yeah, because I think that isn't the Broadway plan is for the spring of 2021, and Britain, they're also saying in Britain, I heard reports over the weekend on the BBC about this idea that nothing is going to move until 2021. That's a long time. I mean, if a theatre was dark, as they say, if there was nothing happening in the theatre for a couple of weeks, we'd be saying, God, it's dark for quite a while, isn't it? We're looking at theatres being dark for almost 9, 10, 11, maybe 12 months. How can that survive?
Perhaps even longer. That's a big, big worry. I was talking to a New York colleague just the other day. And it's the bigger shows that I think are expected to come back to Broadway first. I actually would have thought it might have been the other way around. But, I suppose like the Lion Kings and the Phantom of the Opera type of shows, the bigger bankers, and the more kind of artistically led works are going into rehearsal in June and opening in September. So that is a long way off. But to answer your question, how do things like that survive and with huge difficulty? And that's why it was so welcome to hear the government's 20 million to the Arts Council and the extra 5 million very recently. And hats off to to everybody who's campaigned hard for that, and the Arts Council, you know, being led by, you know, a great new team with Maureen Kennelly and Kevin Rafter. So it's fantastic that that commitment is there. And I think, you know, what we really will require, and what the industry will require to survive, are things like, you know, emergency financial support, which hopefully will come from that 20 million to ensure that, you know, organisations don't go down and don't close. And also then for individuals, for artists, for all of the art workers, for all of the crew, for, you know, there's so many people involved to make a show, make an exhibition, make any kind of an event happen. Mm. And so many of those people are freelancers, and, you know, are without the comfort of a full-time job or whatever. So, like, so those COVID support wage systems, I think it's really key that they stay in place for the foreseeable, until we see how we'll get back.
But then we had the extraordinary statement from Judy Dent that I think frightened the living daylights out of all of us when she talked about theatre being dead. How is it? Should the money that we're talking about there, should it be used literally to keep projects and people on life, what is almost life support machines, really, isn't it? You know, something that tides them through this period of nothing happening.
Absolutely. I mean, it was hugely sad to hear Judy Dench make those comments, and especially when she's such a great, you know, a great woman of the theatre all of her life. I know she became probably a bit better known for her film in the wider world in later years, but, you know, she's absolutely theatre is in her bones, and I thought it was so upsetting hearing her so vulnerably say that she didn't see the theatre ever returning in her lifetime, which is tragic. But I think as well, you know, with that, some of that 20 million, which I know is going to be earmarked by the Arts Council for things like artist bursaries and project bursaries, etc. You know, it will be a big job of work to get all that stuff rolled out and get all the bursaries in place and the details in place and the planning systems, and allow people time to, you know, to apply, allow the bursaries to be decided on, and then more importantly for the work to be made and to keep people going. Because, you know, the one other thing as well, you know, I think it's important to say, money like that, it isn't just grants, it isn't just people that are there with their hands out saying, you know, give us some support. Like, it's investment in a fantastic industry for which we are celebrated and known the world over.
But there will be some people who say, 20 million, 25 million, that's a lot of money. Is it enough? Will it be enough to actually keep this industry alive?
First of all, I think, you know, the arts are very underfunded in Ireland generally when you make comparisons with the rest of Europe. It is fantastic that extra 20 million has been secured for the Arts Council, and that'll bring their figure up to, I think, 100,000 this year. That should be an absolute baseline figure. But again, I mean, I can only say, maybe speak directly from our own viewpoint from Galway International Arts Festivals. We get about 15 or 16% of our overall turnover from the council. That's our model. You know, we rely very heavily on box office, like 48%, and then other support from private donors, etc., and sponsorship, etc. But for every €1 that we get off a grant is, which I see as an investment, we return €38 back into the economy. So I think that's excellent bang for buck, and that's just one example. I won't go into detail of everything.
But the other side of that is, Paul, that, you know, if you're looking at that 100 million that comes from state coffers, if you like, and you're talking that's a small part of the money that actually finances it. But and you're looking for sponsorship. Will businesses be in a position to sponsor arts organisations, or are they going to feel we have to survive here as well?
I think it'll be incredibly difficult. You know, we've had some lovely messages aboard from people, and we're chatting to others about hoping to be able to maintain our partnerships with them. But obviously, everybody is kind of in the same boat. And so, as I said, like, for an organisation like ourselves, who has, you know, 15 or 16% of our turnover being from the council, that's a huge amount of, like, the massive reliance on box office, 48%, which is a huge reliance. So, and with no tickets to sell because we can't put on events, that's a huge gap. But I think it is going to be, you know, very difficult for everything to get back to, you know, where we're at. But I do think as well, it's important to say, Sean, that, you know, never before maybe has it been as obvious as to how important culture is to all of us individually and collectively as a nation. You know, we all relied massively on our favourite books and our favourite music and our favourite, you know, everything being streamed or whatever during the whole lockdown period. And, you know, I mean, it was great to hear on the then on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar quote from Seamus Heaney and quote from Dermot Kennedy and other more popular culture. But so it's like, it's absolutely part of our DNA, and it's what we're absolutely known for worldwide. Yeah. And, you know, you said at the top of the show, but, you know, we produce and co-produce work that often travels internationally. And even going like going back 10 or 12 years after the economy collapsed in 2008, I mean, it was fascinating to see, you know, the amount of stuff that was still written back then on Irish culture. And it was such a card carrier. And, you know, and it never failed us as a people. Right. And it's not going to now, but it needs the support and the continued support to make that work.
And let's finish on the positive note that you have something planned. There will be events in September.
Yeah, we'll be making a full announcement. I can't give you too many details this evening, Sean, but we're making a full announcement on a programme of events that we're running in the autumn, as you say, which will be very exciting. And but, you know, part of that will be some of the stuff will be outdoors, including the great John Gerard's Murray Pavilion, which is our GOI 2020 project.
Great.
And that's a big flagship project in and of itself. But we'll have other projects that will be for like a live audiences that will also be streamed. And we're working very hard at the moment on protocol for how we can comfortably and with great assurance bring audiences back into theatre spaces and bring artists back together to create the work in the first place. So we look forward to making that announcement later on this month.
Hearing a lot of optimism there in your voice, Paul.
Well, listen, I'm an eternal optimist, but I think as well, you know, we work in a creative industry and we are creative people, and we will find ways of bringing people back together to make the work and for people to experience the work. And that's where the magic always happens. But in doing that, it's not going to happen overnight. It'll take time. And that's where the support is really required.
All right. That's Paul Fahey there, the Artistic Director of the Galway International Arts Festival. Optimistic note to end with, and I'm glad to hear that. And you can find out details about the events that will be happening throughout the autumn on the website, as Paul mentioned, giaf.ie.